We're joined in the media center by our pro stock number one qualifier, Greg Anderson, his third number one of the season, 90th of his career, fifth at Indy, and he has six wins here at the facility. Greg, talk about conditions today. It got warmer as the day progressed. Probably going to be what we're going to see tomorrow. Is that what you guys worked on to try to get a good tune-up in you for tomorrow afternoon?
Absolutely. You know, the first run today wasn't too bad. It wasn't far off of last night's, and we were able to run, you know, pretty good within a couple hundredths of what we did last night. But we knew this afternoon with the sun on the track all day long, going to be very, very similar to what we're going to see tomorrow. And in fact, even hotter yet tomorrow, but definitely a big step towards what we're going to see tomorrow. So made a lot of changes to the race car, and it responded perfectly. My Summit Chevy, it's just happy up here. It loves this place just as much as I do. So it doesn't seem like it wants to or can make a bad run. Knock on wood. I hope it's going to be great the rest of the weekend. But I've made three runs in a row that are about this far from perfect. And we don't say that very often in this class. We're always greedy and we always feel like we don't make the perfect run. But I'm telling you, these last three runs, you really can't pick much out of them. They're within a hundredth of exactly the best you could have done. So my hat's off to the guys. It's been three completely different racetrack conditions and weather conditions, and we've been low of the round each of the three times, and got a number one qualifying position. It's been a while since I've done that, so I'll feel great going into tomorrow. And it's going to be, as I said yesterday, a crew chief's race. You're going to have to manage that starting line and get off that starting line clean if you want to have a chance to win tomorrow. And I've got all the faith in the world in my race car, which means I've got all the faith in the world in my crew. So far, so good. It's been a perfect weekend so far, and hopefully we can cap her off tomorrow.
You've obviously had great success here at the event. What's your thoughts coming in when you pull in tomorrow? I mean, is it nerves? Is it just thinking about all the history that goes on out here on Monday?
You know, for me, it's just, I feel good when I drive through the gates here. It gives me a great feeling every time I drive through the gates here. And there's a lot of racers that cannot say that. There's a lot of racers that they kind of, they're scared of this place, or they just don't look forward to racing here. It's too much. It's too big. It's too long. It's too important. I love that part of it. The bigger, the better for me, and it gives you a special feeling when you drive through the gate every morning, and especially race day morning. I'm looking forward to it. I hope to God, and I know it's going to happen, that I have butterflies first round. I love that feeling, and I know I'm going to get it tomorrow, but I love that.
Bobby Bennett?
When you were a crew member for John Hagen back in 1981, and if I would have been there and told you that one day you'll be number one qualifier at Indy, how would you have responded?
Yeah, whatever. I'd still be laughing probably. It's nothing I ever even thought of, let alone dreamed of. And I know you're supposed to follow your dreams and set goals. I didn't. I didn't ever set a goal to be this far down the road as I am. I wanted to work on a race car. That's all I wanted to do. I wanted to work on a race car and be a part of this cool sport out here, and that's what I started there, and it just progressed and progressed and progressed, and somehow, some way, I got my foot in the right doors, and I got the lucky breaks to get where I am today and get surrounded by the people that I'm surrounded by today, and the team owner, Ken Black. Without him, I wouldn't be here. So it's just been a great ride for me, and beyond anything I ever hoped or thought I could achieve. I love working on race cars. I absolutely love working on race cars, and that's what I thought I'd do all my career, and when that opportunity came to drive, I jumped at it, and it was a new chapter in my life, and it's a cool chapter, but I still love the working on the race car part. I enjoy that every bit as much as I do driving the race car. So I'm a fortunate guy. I'm a lucky guy, and I've had a lot of lucky breaks along the way. And I got taught at a young age to work hard, just to be a hard worker, and you know, don't be a screw-up, and don't be lazy, and that's carried me as far as I am today. And my parents are to credit for that.
Unfortunately, Hagen was killed in a racing accident, and you picked up with Warren Johnson after that, a multi-time U.S. Nationals. How much of those two individuals, those two gentlemen, are in your driving racing approach?
Probably 50-50, to be honest with you. You know, John Hagen, obviously, it started with my father. He got me involved in the sport, and I got the bug there, and then I moved to basically a semi-professional level with John Hagen and learned what really went on around the world as far as drag racing went, not just in our own little area. And he taught me so much, and he was just the greatest guy in the world. He was a second father to me, and unfortunately we lost him in a horrible day. But you know, everything seems to happen for a reason, and somehow that created the opportunity with Warren Johnson, and great opportunity. I learned a ton from the man. You know, I worked 12 years with him, and he'll learn everything. He knows how to do everything there is to be done, and he teaches it to everybody else. And you got to work hard when you work for that man. You're not going to be a slacker and survive over there. So I had a great run there, and when I got the opportunity to drive, I just tried a new chapter of life, I guess, is what it came down to. And I can remember winning the U.S. Nationals, working for Warren Johnson, and I don't know if it was his first win here, but it was mine. It was definitely mine. And I remember when he crossed the finish line, it was the left lane out here, and he won the race. And I wobbled over the wall over there, and I sat on that wall, and I just kept looking at the scoreboard down there. We just won the U.S. Nationals. It was the biggest day of my life, racing-wise. So I'll never forget that day. And it's gone on to be so much more since that. But I'll never forget that day. This place is just that cool. Whether you're a driver, whether you're a crew guy, whether you're a fan, doesn't matter. It's this place is the heat.
Yeah. Your past qualifier, do you get to celebrate for 1 minute or what?
We got till about 11 o'clock tomorrow morning to celebrate. No, we're gonna go back and work on a race card a little bit, but we'll celebrate for a couple hours. It's been a great weekend so far, and different weekend. It's Sunday night, you should be done with the race, and I guess we'll treat it like we're done. We won, but then we're gonna wake up tomorrow night with a new race on the schedule, and maybe we can win two over the weekend. So it's a long race. It's a marathon. You got to keep your head straight. That's more important than anything, is keeping your mind in the game for four or five straight days. That's tough, you know, with us. Obviously, we don't have long attention spans. That's why we drag races. So that's difficult for us, but you know, the man who could do that the best, or woman who could do that the best, will be holding that trophy tomorrow night.
Perfect. Great. Thank you very much, Greg.